We're doing the drashot, a Ramban, Torah Hashem Tmima. We're on page, what page is it by you?
Samachay
in the Beit Hayayin edition, page Pei Bet in the Chazon Yoel edition. Mikan ve'ilach lo bara davar. We said that first Hashem created two types of matter, and afterwards that matter evolved. Hashem didn't create anything new. Ela shotzi yesh miyesh. Hashem only evolved. Hashem only made creation evolve. Meaning there was the initial creation, and then there was the evolution, if we'll use that word, where Hashem made things develop one thing from another. And from that point onward, what you find in the Torah is that Hashem uses the first matter that He created, and from that He develops other things. Shamar HaKatuv, as the verse says, Yehi Rakia Vayas Elokim Tarakia. Initially Hashem says, let there be a heaven, let there be an earth, and from there onward Hashem makes, He kavu amayim, splits the waters, Yehi Meorot, let there be light, Shemina Rakia Nasu, the lights form out of the matter that's in heaven. Yishatzu amayim, let the waters produce the fish, let the waters produce the vermin, Totzea Aretz, let the earth produce the vegetation and the different animals. Even though when it comes to the huge fish, whatever they are, the taninim agdolim, it does use the word vayivra, that Hashem created. It doesn't really mean that they were their own creation, but rather it's going back on the idea that Hashem created matter that could evolve into these big fish. So why is that relevant to these taninim? Because they're extraordinarily huge. So Hashem uses the term as though it's a brand new creation. That's telling us that the whole idea that they could be created is because Hashem wanted them to be created. And specifically when it comes to these huge fish, the pasuk stresses vayivra Elokim, that they go back to God's creation, that these fish were part of God's plan. When you see I don't know what's a big example. You see a huge mountain. You say Hashem created that mountain. Did Hashem create that mountain right now? Hashem made the earth shift in different ways and volcanoes and other things to have that mountain. Yes, but when you see something huge, so you want to stress the fact that Hashem created it. Even though technically it's not a brand new creation. Same thing when it comes to man. It says Hashem created him. Was he a brand new creation? No. The pasuk later on tells you Hashem gathered the earth and Hashem put together the different forms of matter that were extinct in order that were in existence in order to form man. But when it says Hashem created man, that's telling us that the soul of man that was created, that's not from the matter of heaven or earth. That's as the verse explains, Hashem blew into him the spirit of life. Because when we use the word bria, creation, what we mean is that there, one second there's a vacuum, and the next second you have something there. Initially there was nothing, and now there is something. That's creation. Everything else is evolvement. The only word in Torah that means creating something from nothing is the word bri'ah. Ki asiya, because the word to make, the yetzirah, and to form, milot nifalot davar midavar. They refer to taking something that's already in existence and shaping it. Lo kidivrei Rabbi Avraham, shum mefarash bri'ah milshon uvara otan. The Ibn Ezra says that the word bri'ah comes from the idea of limiting, but not a brand new creation, but rather forming with limits. Vehine amar, meaning imagine you have water that's on a table and you put it in a cup. Now it has its limits. Now it has its form. So the Ibn Ezra learns that livrot doesn't mean to create, but rather it means to give form.
V'hineh amar b'atchala, ki b'amtzah rishona shemtzi bara shemayim v'aretz.
So that's what we said. Initially, Hashem says, I created the two forms of matter in heaven and earth, because they are two different forms of matter. As Maimonides explained, and the guide to the perplexed, and all the wise men agree. And we'll pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, next week.